creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was lifeless, empty, and dark. Then the Spirit of God moved across the vast emptiness. He said, "Let there be light." Suddenly light shone around the entire sphere of the earth. God looked at the light and saw that it was good. He then divided the light from the darkness. He looked at the light and said, "I'll call you day." Turning to the darkness, he said, "And I'll call you night." So with the day and the night, that was the first day. On the second day, God looked at the waters and said, "Be divided." Immediately the waters started to separate. Some went up and the rest stayed down. God looked at the waters that were above and he looked at the waters that were beneath. Then he looked at the space that was in between the two and he said, "I'll call you sky." On the third day, God focused on the waters that were below the sky. He said, "Be gathered together into seas, rivers, and lakes. Let dry land appear." Suddenly land rose up from the waters. Rivers flowed off the land, separating the hills and causing valleys. Lakes and seas were everywhere. God looked at the dry land, and he looked at the seas, and saw that it was good. Then God said to the land, "Bring forth vegetation. Let there be grasses, vegetables, herbs, and trees. All of them will have seed so life may continue on." Immediately plants started growing across the entire earth. There were grasses, flowers, and vegetables. There were trees of many different kinds. Some would become tall while others would remain close to the ground. Some of the trees would produce different kinds of fruit. All this vegetation grew from that day forward, and they all had seeds so life could continue on. God saw that it was good. On the fourth day, God looked into the heavens and said, "Let there be lights. A greater light to rule over the day, and a lesser light to dominate the night. They'll divide the day and the night, and be for signs and seasons, days and years." Immediately the sun started moving across the sky, giving light and warmth to the earth. The moon and stars filled the night with splendor and brilliance. God looked at the sun, the moon, and the stars, and saw that it was good. On the fifth day, God looked at the sky and the waters that were below it, and he said, "Bring forth life. Let there be birds in the sky and fish and sea creatures in the waters." Immediately, sea creatures started moving across the seas, lakes, and rivers. Some were large and others were very small. There were fish of all different sizes, shapes, and colors. Birds appeared in the skies. Some flew high in the air, while others stayed close to the ground. They had different shapes, colors, and sounds. God looked at the sea creatures, the fish, and the birds, and saw that it was good. He blessed them and told them to multiply and fill the seas and skies. On the sixth day, God said to the earth, "Bring forth living creatures. Let there be wild animals and others that can be tamed." Immediately animals rose up from the ground and started walking across the earth. Some of these were huge while others were very small. God looked at them and saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let's make people. We'll make them to be like us. They'll rule over the fish of the seas, the birds of the air, and the animals that move across the earth." So God made a man and a woman, and he blessed them and told them to multiply and fill the earth with people. He told them to rule over all he had made and gave them fruits, grains, and vegetables and green plants to eat. Then God looked at all that he had made and saw that it was very good. On the seventh day, God rested from all that he had done. He blessed the seventh day and made it special. So this is how God created the heavens and the earth and brought forth life in the first week of time.